This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi. Well, isn't it a good thing? The health system is fixed. Yes, the Premier announced, along with the Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, and the Minister for Regional Health, Bronnie Taylor, who only joined us on the program several weeks ago, to reassure us that she was going to work day and night to fix the problems we have here in the Upper Hunter in the health system, in particular at our hospitals and Muswellbrook Hospital with the crisis with nursing staff. So the announcements were made on Sunday and Monday. On Sunday, it was almost 2,000 new paramedics are going to be employed across New South Wales. And then on Monday, it was there's going to be 10,000 additional staff over the next 4 years for the health system in so much as our hospitals. But there's no breakdown of how that's made up. Are they allied health staff? Are they cleaners? Are they nurses? Are they doctors? Well, I suspect it's a bit of all of the above, but there's been no breakdown provided at this time. I thought it was time to catch up with two of our local nurses' union representatives, the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association, and I'm happy to say that I'm joined by the Vice President of the Muswellbrook Branch, Peggy Smith. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning, Darren. How are we?
Very good, thank you. And Alex Stevenson, who is also on the Muswellbrook Branch here as well.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me. So, look, obviously I was being facetious there at the start, but your reaction, I suppose, first of all, to the announcement of 10,000 more staff across New South Wales for the hospitals?
Look, Darren, I think that sounds like a bit of a band-aid that they're throwing at us that isn't actually going to fix anything. How many of those numbers are actually going to be nurses and midwives, and will they be deployed to regional rural areas? What are we doing to entice them to come to regional and rural areas? And how many of our staff members are going to leave in between? Will it even cover the gap?
So do you think it's a bit of a sort of a quick fix announcement so everyone thinks everything's good?
Most definitely.
100%, yeah. Yep.
Now, what about the new extended number of ambulance officers, or paramedics, I should say, sorry, another almost 2,000? We're yet to get a breakdown of those, but the Health Services Union told me the other day that it would be about a month before they negotiate with the government where those resources will be deployed, so we won't know for another month at least on whether we're getting any here in our towns. Is that really going to help things, or is that going to make matters worse when potentially if you do have more paramedics, what does that mean for you at the hospital?
Well, it's all well and good for more paramedics to be out in the community and more people get, you know, answered to when they do call 000.
Yep.
But that doesn't change anything at the hospital end. They will just be piling up at the door because we still haven't got enough staff, enough doctors to triage these people as they turn up at the hospital. So they just have to wait on the paramedic structure.
Yeah, it's not going to fix anything. And 2,000 paramedics, I don't think we're going to see any of them here in the Hunter.
And it'll just put us under pressure even more to see more patients quicker so people can be moved on. So it's not going to be effective treatment when we are making our way through all these people to essentially go to the right place.
Mm. We've spoken, you know, a couple of times in recent months since I've come to the Upper Hunter. Has anything changed in that time? Are you still absolutely run off your feet without enough staff on the wards consistently, shift in, shift out?
We are still seeing staff doing double shifts more frequently.
If anything, I think it's only the problem's only gotten worse. We haven't seen a solution. I feel like nothing's changed at all. We've just got to keep pushing and pushing and pushing for change. And
we won't stop pushing for change until we get our ratios and we get heard from the right people.
And that ratios claim was not addressed in the state government's announcement the other day. I think it was a bit of a slap in the face, really. Mm-hmm. His announcement of the $3,000 payment for some staff, not for all staff, and absolutely no acknowledgement of our ratios claim. There's no solution.
Do you want some clarity on what the announcement actually means and those details as I referred to at the start?
For sure. So far we've heard that permanent staff will receive that $3,000 payment. So they're looking at most of the staff that worked during COVID-19 on temporary contracts would have been working in the vaccination clinics, would have been working COVID swabbing, would have been working in the COVID wards on temporary contracts, casual contracts. So essentially, this thank you has not been directed at the right people. If
no.
we're looking at only paying those permanent staff, all of those staff that were on the front lines are going to miss out.
Mm. There is an election coming up in March, isn't there?
Apparently.
$3,000, that might help you vote a certain way.
Oh, it's not going to sway me at all. It's a little bit of hush money, I think, and it's not working.
So Bronnie Taylor, the Minister for Regional Health, she joined me on the program after our last conversation and not to put words in her mouth, but said something to the effect of there will not be an hour of the day or night where she's not working to try and address and fix the problems. If she thinks that the announcement of 10,000 additional staff for our hospitals across New South Wales fixes the announcement, what do you say to her and to that?
I say she needs to actually come down and see what we're working with. I think we'd love to tell her some stories. We'd love to see her work. She's got a registration. We'd love to see her come and work a couple of shifts and see whether or not then she thinks that this is the solution.
Yep. Now, you're not talking about a car registration. You're talking about her
nursing registration.
Yes. The minister is a very experienced nurse for many years in the southern part of New South Wales. So you say the fight will continue. What's happening locally at a management level? Do you get much response from management, you know, in the towns, in the hospitals, or higher up in Newcastle at the local health district?
We have heard that management are having daily, I think, if not very regular, critical staffing meetings, but we're not privy to any of the information, what's coming from those meetings. We haven't been asked to be included. We haven't been asked for our opinion, for possible solutions, and we don't know what happens in those meetings or if
they're occurring.
Yeah.
The word critical, that doesn't sound like it's a terribly run-of-the-mill meeting then. It's something bad's going on.
Yeah. Well, we're at critical staffing levels for sure. Mm.
So if they're meeting every day, what's the answer? Like, do they, I know you just said you don't know what goes on at the meetings, but surely they don't just repeat the same conversation every day. Otherwise, they could just video it and play it back every day without having to attend.
That's right. It would be very interesting to find out what they are discussing, so then we feel a little bit safer in our position with, you know, a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel for all the hard work we are doing. We're not just slaving away.
What's being communicated back from management, not the union, but actual LHD senior management and New South Wales Health to you guys on the ground as far as what is being done about this issue?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. We haven't heard a thing. It's radio silence.
Yeah.
Keep up the good fight. I'll continue to be in conversation with Bronnie Taylor and her office about what are the details of this announcement, but I suspect as the way governments operate, not unique to this one by any stretch of the imagination, we won't see those details you would like to get until the budget day or budget night. And then it'll all be in the papers, and then it'll be a matter of going through all the budget papers and looking for the detail, which I'm sure as union officials that you guys will be doing and your colleagues in Sydney as well. Let's keep the fingers crossed that detail is there, and that if it is, a large part of those 10,000 positions are at least nurses. And then, of course,
they're deployed to rural areas.
Yes. But just because you get the funding and you advertise doesn't mean you're going to get the positions, does it?
No.
And where are these nurses coming from, by the way? Is there like a nurse nursery somewhere that they just come and go, oh, we'll have 2,000 of them, please?
Well, that's one of the things that we're really trying to talk about and trying to push the point is that we need that incentive to start recruiting young school leavers that are going to university, things like that. They're looking at nurses and going, why would anybody want to go and spend so much money on a university degree, study for that long, do unpaid placement hours, and then be treated like that and paid so poorly?
Mm-hmm.
So they can then quit and go and work in the mines.
That's exactly right.
Well, that's, I jest, but that has happened, as we've talked about previously and we've featured on this program and in our news on 2&M. Ladies, thanks very much for coming in. And as I say, we'll keep up the conversation and hopefully we can get some good results for you. And on behalf of the community, we had Thank Our First Responder Day the other day. We should have a Thank Our Nurses Day because you guys are awesome. And as much as the doctors get all the credit, we really know who all the lifesavers are, don't we?
That's it.
Apologies to any doctors listening, but you know exactly what I mean. This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi on 981 2&M. Now I'm just going to record a little intro-outro bit. Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi, and we're talking with Peggy Smith and Alex Stevenson from the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association Muswellbrook Branch. And we're going to take a break and we'll be back to continue this conversation in not too distant. And we'll be back to continue this conversation shortly. Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi and continuing our conversation with Peggy Smith and Alex Stevenson from the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association Muswellbrook Branch.